Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for showers with a high of 52. Tonight, 90% chance for rain with a low of 38. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. There is still an opportunity to get into the Fairfield Veterans Day Parade Saturday afternoon. Anyone with an entry should call 516-3122. Saturday's activities will start at 1 p.m. with a flag raising at Freedom Park in downtown Fairfield. Elizabeth Gonzalez is scheduled to sing the national anthem, and she will be followed by the Roasted Chestnuts in concert. The parade will get underway at 2 o'clock. Organizer Clifford Reaver says there will also be a breakfast from 7 to 10 a.m. for veterans and their spouses on the morning of the annual parade. That breakfast will be held at St. Edward's Catholic Church. He said veterans who plan to attend should call 599-2313 or 599-8168. Following Saturday's parade, all participants are welcome to a meal at the Elks Lodge, sponsored by the Elks and FNB. On Monday, the Veterans Day ceremony will take place at 11 o'clock at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. It will be followed by a meal for participants at the First United Methodist Church. More news next.
Farming. It's genetics. What you're made of. It's agronomy. Local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service. Built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest. Rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grow with Golden Harvest Seed through the Golden Advantage Program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
In other news, two people were booked in the Wayne County Jail recently. 28-year-old Fairfield resident Carissa N. Nino Taylor was arrested early this morning by Fairfield police on a pair of Wayne County warrants. One was for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol, and the other was for criminal trespass to a residence. Nino Taylor was transported to the jail and held, pending the posting of $1,095 bond. 40-year-old Wayne City resident Joseph C. Cannon was arrested by Wayne County deputies last night on a Wayne County warrant for retail theft. He was lodged in the jail, pending the posting of $320 bond. The Fairfield Community High School Guidance Department will host a college and career fair for students and their parents or guardians on Tuesday from 12:30 to 3 in the school's East Gymnasium. Representatives from several local and area colleges and businesses are expected to be in attendance, and some businesses will participate in morning presentations as well. Illinois Petroleum Resources Board Executive Director Seth Whitehead will detail oil industry career opportunities at approximately 9:54. Whitehead said in a release that direct oil industry jobs represent 5% of overall employment in Wayne County, and the industry's employment grew faster on a national scale than any other sector last year. He also says its average national annual wage was double the private sector average at over $112,000. Anyone seeking more information about the fair and morning presentations should contact the FCHS Guidance Office at 847-9406. The West Salem Grade School Fall Bash is scheduled for this Friday. A chili supper will run from 5 to 7 p.m. at the school, and a dessert auction will follow at approximately 7:15 in its gymnasium. The cost of the supper is a free will donation, and all proceeds from the night will benefit the West Salem PTO for future projects. SIU Carbondale Chancellor John Dunn will deliver the 2019 State of the University Address this afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Student Center Ballrooms on campus. He is expected to share remarks honoring 150 years of Saluki tradition, acknowledge the university's recent accomplishments, and look ahead to the future. Text and video of the address will be posted after the event at chancellor.siu.edu. Wayne County native Sarah Fry has decided to not run for the 15th congressional seat. In a statement last night, Fry said the timing wasn't right for her to set aside her businesses to campaign for the seat, which will be vacated with the retirement of John Shimkus. She is the CEO of the Fry Companies and is best known as America's Pumpkin Queen. She headquarters near Orchardville. Fry said she was grateful for the support of her family and friends in the region for her candidacy, saying the experience was, quote, incredible. She wanted to thank those who reached out to her with encouragement as she pondered her candidacy. Fry said she has not ruled out future opportunities and will continue to be active in politics. Her memoir has been written in a soon-to-be-published book by Random House, due out on June 2, 2020. In the book synopsis, the memoir is described as one woman's tenacious journey to escape rural poverty and create a billion-dollar farming business without ever leaving the land she loved. The Aspen Institute College Excellence Program has named Frontier Community College one of the 150 community colleges eligible to compete for a $1 million Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence. FCC says this is the nation's signature recognition of high achievement, and just 15% of community colleges nationwide have been invited to apply. The Aspen Prize was established in 2010 and has since awarded six institutions. FCC was previously recognized as a top 150 U.S. community college in 2017. The community colleges named as eligible to compete for the 2021 Aspen Prize were selected from a pool of nearly 1,000 public two-year colleges nationwide using publicly available data on student outcomes. The colleges are located across 39 states and serve as few as 500 students and as many as 75,000 students. FCC President Dr. Jay Edgren says the college is honored to again be selected for the recognition. He says the college prides itself on providing students with engaging classrooms and superior service. The $1 million Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence is awarded every 2 years, with the next prize to be awarded in the spring of 2021. 10 finalists for the prize will be named in May 2020. A link to the full list of the top 150 eligible institutions and more information on the selection process is available on our news headlines page. Veterans Day activities in the area will kick off tomorrow at the First Christian Church in Fairfield. Fourth and fifth graders from Center Street School will put on their Veterans Day program at 6, and Superintendent Dr. Scott England says the event is open to anyone who wishes to attend.
What I would call significant event, okay. And I call it significant because, of course, all of our athletic games are significant, but they're happening throughout the next several months. But this is a one-time deal at the First Christian Church will be our 4th and 5th grade Veterans Day program. And so this is something new that our music department came to us. We talked to our Board of Education about because we, Mrs. Smith and myself, were behind this.
Other Veterans Day activities include a salute to veterans on Saturday in Wayne City. That event will begin at 7 a.m. and entertainment will run from 5 to 7 p.m. Fairfield's Veterans Day Parade is scheduled for Saturday afternoon at 2, and it will be streamed on the Videos tab of WFIWradio.com. On Monday, Fairfield Memorial Hospital will offer full complimentary meals all day to any veteran. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently entered a storage shed belonging to Crystal Miller in Sisney. A Kenmore front-loading dryer, remote-controlled airplanes, golf clubs, and various kitchen items were reportedly stolen. The group is also offering a reward for information on the person or persons who entered and damaged a restroom at Leo French Park. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Producers made slight progress this past week, as we hear in the weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
95% of corn is now mature, and 58% of the crop has been harvested. That's up from 54% last week. Crop statistician Mark Scheusener looks at soybeans.
Illinois soybean harvest is now 77% finished, compared to 91% last year and also 91% normally. 83% of winter wheat has been planted for harvest next year. That compares to 83% 1 year ago and 84% normally.
60% of the winter wheat crop has emerged. Average statewide topsoil moisture is rated as 1% very short, 5% short, 65% adequate, and 29% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
In just under a year, Illinois residents will vote on whether or not to change the state's income tax system from a flat tax to a progressive tax. Adam Schuster from the Illinois Policy Institute is among those advocating against Governor J.B. Pritzker's plan. He says a flat tax holds politicians to the promise not to raise income taxes, while the progressive tax plan cannot offer such guarantees.
The flat tax is constitutionally guaranteed. It serves as a protection for taxpayers because it's harder to raise a flat tax because you have to do it on everyone at once. And you have to risk, voter backlash all at once. Whereas with progressive income tax, they can pick and choose different income groups to raise rates on one at a time. And that allows them to slowly slowly creep the tax hikes down the income ladder until the middle class ends up paying more, as they do in virtually every state with a progressive income tax. You know, the governor likes to point out that 32 states already have the legal ability, at least, to levy a progressive income tax. They're not all actually progressive, in fact, but many of them have the legal ability to do so. But in 18 or half of those 32 states, the highest rate, the top rate, kicks in below Illinois' median family income. And the simple reason is because the middle class is where the money is. While the rich, you know, have a lot of money individually, there's a lot less of them. So when politicians are seeking to raise billions and billions of dollars, they generally come from the middle class. And a progressive income tax opens the door for middle-class tax hikes.
The state of Illinois will vote on the income tax system November 3rd, the same day as the general presidential election. Supporters of the new plan, including Governor Pritzker, say 97% of Illinois residents would pay the same or less in taxes. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Tom at Greenwood Pest Control is busy making sure all of his customers are taken care of for year-round pest control. Greenwood Pest Control in Flora would like to remind everyone that they're locally owned and operated. Call today at 618-662-3091 and get on the year-round protection plan from Greenwood Pest Control in Flora. They are located at 8177 Hickory Hill Lane. Currently in Fairfield, it's 48 with some light rain falling out here at the radio station east of Fairfield. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,449. That is down 43. The NASDAQ is at 8,391, down 42. December crude oil is at $56.29. That is down 94 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 91-year-old Fairfield resident Leonard H. Harper died at 10:33 a.m. on Thursday at Stearns Nursing and Rehab in Granite City. Funeral services for Leonard Harper will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation is underway and will last to service time. Burial will be in the Veterans section of Maple Hill Cemetery, with full military rites provided by the Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and the Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. Memorial donations can be made to the family to help with medical expenses. They will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 85-year-old Barnhill resident Dolores J. Monroe died at 10 o'clock p.m. on Sunday at Aperian Care. She was retired from Airtex Products. Dolores Monroe is survived by daughter Jackie Schoenborn of Fairfield, two grandsons, and three great-grandchildren. A graveside service for Dolores Monroe will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday at Kuntz Cemetery in Fairfield. Friends and family should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They will be accepted at the cemetery or at Nail's Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of arrangements. 54-year-old Albion resident Anthony Todd Kelsey died on Sunday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a farmer. Todd Kelsey is survived by his son, Drake Kelsey of Albion, mother Linda Kelsey of Albion, sisters Pam Mayer of Boonville, Indiana, and Kendra Schnicker of Ellery, brother Doug Kelsey of Normal, three grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation for Todd Kelsey will be held on Thursday, tomorrow, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the House of Prayer in Albion. A celebration of life will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. at the House of Prayer, with burial to follow at Little Prairie Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Todd Kelsey Grandchildren Education Fund. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, a 70% chance for showers. Today's high will be around 52. We have a 90% chance for rain tonight with a low of 38. And then tomorrow, a chance for rain or snow. And tomorrow's high will be around 42. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Friday, a high of 38 and low of 22. Mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 50 and low of 35. And partly sunny on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 60 and a low of 32.